Today's Shir in Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Mem Hei Omid Beis, and we'll do as well Mem Vav. Mitzvah Hashem, we start the fifth Perek, a very short first Omud today, and Mitzvah Hashem will do the entire Mem Hei Omid Beis and Mem Vav. We're learning today Lili Nishmas, Sarah Fuchs, Sarah Bas Ben Sion, all the Nishmas we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. So we begin the new Mishnah, top of Mem Hei Omud Beis. The Mishnah tells us, Hashutvin, two people that are partners in an area, in a courtyard, in a chotzer, Shenadru Hanor Zem Mizeh, and each of them took upon themselves an nether, ossering themselves to get Hanor from the other person. The Ksava, as the Ran tells us in the top Ran, Haitana Viter Osur Bimudor Hanor. This Tana goes in a court, the Ran explains, with the previous opinion that we had in the last parak, that a person is not allowed to get even a minimal amount of benefit from somebody else that he's mudar hanoa from. So that person can't even get, for example, you buy a pound of cookies and he gives you an extra cookie to make sure that it's more than a pound. So that little veto, that little bit extra that normally is assumed to be part of the deal, so you can't even get that benefit. So here too, these two shutvim, Reuven and Shimon, that each said, I asa myself. Each of them is asking themselves to get hanor from the other person. So they're the cause, so to say, of this. So the Tanakhama holds in our Mishnah, asurin likarnes l'chotzer. They're forbidden to enter into this chotzer because they're getting benefit of drisas harego by going into that chotzer. And they asa themselves to get that benefit. That is the Tanakhama's opinion, asurin likarnes l'chotzer. On the other hand, Reb Lezman Yaakov over here, no. As we will explain in the Gemara, this is talking about a situation, and the Ran tells us this in Dibra Maskel Reb Lezman Yaakov, and he says, Ukimno b'Gemara, we're going to explain this in the Gemara as talking about b'chotzer she'ein b'din chalukah. This chotzer is too small to be divided up. If a chotzer could be divided up, the Gemara is going to conclude that each of them can't say, well, I'm walking in my area. No, they could each force the other one to divide it up. When two partners decide that they no longer wish to be partners, one of the partners has the right to say, this is how we're going to break up the field. It's a field that's of large enough size that each is going to get a substantial portion, and therefore one partner can force the other partner to sell. However, if the field is too small for them each to get a significant portion, so then one partner cannot force the other partner to sell. And in that situation, that's where Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, according to Ran, says, and therefore, since you can't force the other person to sell, so then you have the right to use the entire yard, just like he has the right to use the entire yard, even if they're mudar hanor from each other. So Reb Elezer ben Yaakov tells us, Zeh nichnos letoch shelo, v'zeh nichnos letoch shelo. Since the field cannot be divided up, each of them has the full rights to the entire field of usage, so does the other person, and therefore, you can't, even if you're usher hanor, to get hanor from him, you can't be forbidden to go into that field. Now, the Ran continues, and he tells us over here that if this was a field, this chotzer, this courtyard, does have a din of chalukah. It's big enough that each of them can get a substantial piece, and therefore Reuven could force Shimon, or Shimon could force Reuven to divide the partnership. So then, divrei hakol, even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov would agree with the Chachamim that it's also to go into the field. Then the Ran adds, and there's a lot of Ran, obviously, you can see on the staff, that's why there's so little Gemara. Ubeperek shor shenagach separk, and we're in Bava Kama. Ukimna pluksayu, there they establish this machlokas between the Tanakam and Yaakov as to whether we hold the din of Breira or not. Beyesha Breira or ain Breira. Breira is a din that retroactively, do we say that we now know the facts up front? And therefore, do we say that there's Breira? There's a retroactive determination as to what the facts were. And therefore, let's put it into what that means in our case here. The Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Savar Yesh Breira. He holds there is Breira. And therefore, when Reuven goes into this part of the field, he's going into the part that's his. And when Shimon goes into the field, he's going into the part that's his. And therefore, there is no problem, even though Reuven's also getting Hanor from Shimon. Shimon's also getting Hanor from Reuven. They're each going into their own part of the field. V'hai l'dinav shei ko ayil. Each of them is going into his own part of the field, the Haidel Nafshe Ko'ayel. And therefore, Reb Elezer ben Yaakov says it's permitted, even though Reuven can't get an offer from Shimon, he's only going into his own area. Even though Shimon can't get an offer from Reuven, he's only going into his own area. However, Rabbanan Savre Ein Bereira. The Rabbanan hold that there is no Bereira. You can't say retroactively, this is what he went into. Right now, we don't know. Is he going into his area or is he going into Shimon's area? And therefore, it is forbidden. Now then, the Ran has an entire long arichas here as to is this applicable or not over here. We'll leave that for another time. But this is the way, the simplest way to understand the machlokas on Mishnah. If you look in the Likutei Rashi over here, he brings down the Rashbam, and he goes through this in a similar fashion. He says, Shekos man shelo cholku es echotzer. Since Reuven and Shimon have not divided up the field, Nichnas kol echod b'chelek chaveiro. Until they divide up the field, each one is actually going into his friend's area. V'kom le below yachel devaro. And therefore, the nether that Reuven said, I will not get asa from Hanoah, from Shimon, is chal if he goes in there because they haven't divided up the field yet. Sharei nene michaveiro. He is getting Hanoah from the fact, from his friend, she'omed b'chatzero, that he's standing in Shimon's part of the field. The behamada kapte, that just by standing there, they're makpe because he said, I wouldn't get Hanoah from him. The mitzvah of the low kapte, because we're talking about that he doesn't care, so then of course he would be able to go there. So this is the way to understand the machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov and the Tanakhama. Now we turn to Mem Vav and Aleph. The Mishnah continues and says, Ushnehem asurim lahamid rechayim v'tanur ulegalo tarnagolim. But there are other usages of the field, not just walking through the field, but there are usages of the field that each of them would normally be entitled to that would not be permitted in this situation when Reuven asks Hanoah from Shimon and Shimon asks Hanoah from Reuven. Both of them would be usher to put up a rechayim. A rechayim is a millstone, or to put up a tanur as an oven, or to grow chickens. Because in this situation, each of them would be getting a significant hanoah from the other person. Why is that? Because, as the Ran explains, the Ramaskul Shnei Masurim, he says, the Afal Gav Yaminim Beperi Cheskes Abatim, the Shutvim Ahamada Kidi Lo Kapte, that in terms of using the field, nobody's makbid. Reuven's not makbid on Shimon, Shimon's not makbid on Reuven, and using the chotzer, and using this area. That's partnership. You don't mind that somebody else is using it. So ahamada kidi lo kapte. They're not going to be bothered if somebody else is using the area. It doesn't really hurt them if he puts up a millstone over there, if he puts up a tanner over there, or his magadlo tarnagolim over there. This is their common usage area. So under normal circumstances, they're not makbid. Nevertheless, here they are makbid. Why is that? How does it mean that you're makbid over here? We call makom. E kapte, because if Reuven would say, hey, listen, Shimon, I don't want you growing chickens over here. They're ruining my usage of the ground. I don't want you having a millstone over here. The noise, it bothers me. So in that situation, yicholim la'akev zeh al zeh. You could have Reuven saying, I don't want you, Shimon, using the yard in this way. Shimon could say to Reuven, I don't want you using the yard in this way. The aval pisha darkin levater, even though under normal circumstances, partners aren't makbid about this, but, as we pointed out at the very beginning of the shiur today, vitur asur b'mudur hanoah, these little things that normally Reuven would allow Shimon would allow Reuven, those are called extras. And these extras are not allowed if there's a din of mudur hanoah. So when Reuven asks himself to get hanoah from Shimon, he asks this vitur. And when Shimon asks himself to get hanoah from Reuven, he asks this vitur. So even though they normally are not kopid, since they could be makbid, they could say, no, I don't want you to use this. By not saying that, he's getting hanah. Therefore, shneim asurim lahamid rechayim v'tanur ulegadol tarnegolim. Misha continues and says, if only one of them was mudu hanah from his fellow. So only Reuven says, Shimon is also to give me hanah. So then, the Mishnah tells us, lo yikonis l'chotzer, Reuven can't go into the chotzer. Of course, Shimon can. He has no problem with Yisra Hanoah. He never asked Reuven Hanoah on him. So in this situation where Reuven asks to get Hanoah from Shimon, so lo yikonis l'chotzer, Reuven can't go into the chotzer. Here, too, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, no. Yochel lulolan lo. Even though Reuven said, I can't get Hanoah from Shimon, he can go tell Shimon, I'm going into my area. L'toch sheli ani nichnas, v'eni nichnas l'toch shelcha. I'm only going into my area. I'm not going into your area. Again, the Breira understanding that retroactively, this is my area that I'm going into, and therefore I'm not getting Hanoah from you. Now, there is zero Chiddush in this. As the Ran points out, in Dibra Maschel, Hoyo'echem Heim Mudor, Hanoah Mechaver, V'chule. So he says, Hach Bava, this section of the Mishnah, Lo Itzdricha, it has absolutely no chiddush whatsoever, and is therefore not necessary to teach us the position of the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, or Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Why is that? Because The Bein Lamar, or Bein Lamar, according to both the Chachamim and Reb Elazar Yaakov, Mali Nadru Shneim, Mali Nadru Echad Mehem. It makes no difference, obviously, if Reuven is asking, getting Hanoah from Shimon, and Shimon is asking Hanoah from Reuven, and the Tanakhama and the Chachamim say, you can't go into the field. They can't go into the courtyard. And Reb Elazar Yaakov says, yes, you can. So what does it make if both of them asked Hanoah from each other, or only one of them asked Hanoah from each other? So then what in the world is the Chiddush over here to tell me it applies with both of them and it also applies with one of them? So the Gemara says, the Ran says, Elam Yishum Sefer Nokta. The next piece that I'm about to say, the Kofin Es Hanoder Limkor Es Chelko, that we force Reuven to go and sell his field to Shimon or to someone else, Mistama, that is the Chiddush over here. As the Ran continues and he says, Yishum Sefer Nokta, the Tani, the Sefer says, the Kofin Hanoder Limkor Es Chelko, the dafka kishenoder echad mehem. Only when it's one of them that's making the nether. It's only when Reuven says, I asked myself to get an offer from Shimon, that we force Reuven to go and sell the field. Why is that? Mishum de kevon, the iu osur. Since Reuven, according to the Chachamim, cannot get Hanoah, the chavre, but Shimon, mutter, is able to get Hanoah because there's no iser at all. Shimon never made any nether. So then in that situation, chayshinon, we are concerned. Shema yiskane b'chaveru. Reuven sees that Shimon is doing everything in this courtyard, and he says, "Wuzli, I can't do anything in this courtyard because I asked myself to get a no from Shimon." V'yishtamish bo, and he'll end up because of his jealousy or forgetfulness. Oh, how come he's doing this? And he'll do it also. Afhu, he will also do this, and therefore the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah is ulafikach kidei shelo yikoshel, in order that Reuven shouldn't by accident be over his nander. Kofin oso limkor. We force him to go and sell his share in the field, or as the Mefarshim pointed out, he could also do Ataris Nedar. In any event, in that situation, that's the Chiddush. Avol kishenadru hanoah zemizet, but in the first case of the Mishnah, the shnehem asurim, when Reuven asked himself to get enough from Shimon, and Shimon asked himself to get enough from Reuven, there is no jealousy potential over here. Lo chayshinon. We don't, in that situation, say, well, we're concerned that one of them will see the other one getting Hanoah, and therefore he'll, by accident, or intentionally, go and break his nether. Because in the first scenario, the kochad v'chad means dar b'yasure, because each of them can't use the field, so it'll be nothing for Reuven to be jealous about Shimon, nothing for Shimon to be jealous about Reuven. Furthermore, the Ran says, v'chein ba'oser nechosav al atzmo, if a person just, he owns the entire area, and he says, I ask myself to get Hanoah from Shimon. We don't force him to go and sell his field because he asked himself to get an offer from Shimon. Because the dafka be shutfin, shenoder echad mehem hu shekofin. Only when it's shutfin do we have this din. But if Reuven asked himself to get an offer from Shimon in this field, so that doesn't in any way force Reuven to have to sell the field. Now the Ran says, v'afilu l'Reb Elazar ben Yaakov nami. He says there's also a chiddush here in regards to realizing Yaakov's position. Because it sounds like the big chiddush over here is according to the Chachamim. So the Ran says, no, there's even a chiddush over here for realizing when Yaakov. The Shari Likonis L'chotzer, that even though he's allowed to go into the chotzer, according to realizing Yaakov, Reuven can go into the chotzer because he says, I'm only going into my area. Nevertheless, even realizing when Yaakov would agree, Kofin Oso Limkar. Because even while he's allowed to have drisus arego rice, but if he sees that Shimon goes and puts up a millstone or an oven or is raising chickens over there, so guess what? Then he will get jealous. And even when Yaakov say, we force Reuven to go and sell the field. Now we go to the next section of the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Hayachmanashuk Mudar bi echad mehem anoah. Now, if there was a person from the street, not one of the partners, there was mudor bi'echad mehem hanoah, and he wasn't allowed to get hanoah. So you have a levi, and he's also to get hanoah from Reuven, so he can't go into the courtyard. That's what the Tanakhama says. Lo yikonis l'chotzer. Since he's also to get hanoah from Reuven, so when he goes into the courtyard, he's going mistama into Reuven's area, because the Tanakhama doesn't hold from Breira. The Chachamim don't hold from Breira. And therefore, when Levi, who's also to get Hanoah from Reuven, goes into this courtyard, he's getting Hanoah from Reuven, and therefore it's also. Lo yikonis l'chotzer. And again, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov disagrees. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov omer, yochol omalo, Levi can go and tell Reuven, I'm not getting Hanoah from you, I'm getting Hanoah from Shimon's area. L'tok sholcha l'erecha, ani nichnas. I'm going into Shimon's part of this courtyard. The ani nichnas l'tok sholcha, and I'm not at all going into yours through this principle of Breira. And the Ron explains over here in Dibra Maskol Hoyo Echad Min Hashuk Mudar Me Echad Mehem Hanoah Harizel Lo Yikonis L'Chotzer, and he says Hachba for this section of the Mishnah Lo Tana Lo Mishum Tanakama. This wasn't necessary for the Tanakama. Why is that? Because the day according to the Tanakama Pshita, it's obvious that this Levi can't enter into the courtyard, because the Tanakama holds that even Reuven can't go into the courtyard if he asks himself to get an offer from Shimon. So certainly Levi can't go into the courtyard if he's asked to get an offer from one of the owners. Because Pshita, Imachaderi Yochel Akib Al Echad Min Hashuk Tzrich LeMeimar, would you possibly have to say this? So there's no Chiddush over here according to the Tanakama. Ella, the Chiddush over here is Lashminon. Revusa the Rebbe Lezim Yaakov. This is to teach us that even in this situation, Rebbe Lezim Yaakov holds L'tok Shel Chaver Chani Nichlos V'ini Nichlos L'tok Shel Cha. That's the Chiddush over here. Tana Le Da'afilu Al Echad Min Hashuk Ein Shutav Yochel La'akev. Even when there's a person who's totally from the outside, this Levi, Reuven can't say, hey, you're not allowed to go into this area, you're also to get an Noah from me. Now, the Ran then adds, skip a line, Miu Kosev Rosh Bazal. The dafka shu nichnas litzorech hashutof. This is true only that we allow Levi, according to Elazar and Yaakov, to go into this courtyard is if he's going there for the benefit of Shimon. Litzorech hashutof. Bein shu tzorech lishutof, o shashutof tzorech lo. Whether he needs something from the shutof or the shutof needs something from him, and that's why he's going in the yard. Because Shimon has perfectly equal rights to use this courtyard, as does Reuven. And Levi has no Isra Hanoah from getting Hanoah from Shimon. And therefore, if he's going in there for something directly related to Shimon, as Ran says, whether this is true, Bein Shehu Tzorech L'Shutuf O Shashutuf Tzorech Lo, Lefi Shachotzer Koni L'Chol Echad Mehem, he's allowed to go in there. And therefore, since Shimon's needs are not usher, so he can go in there to benefit Shimon. But for somebody to just walk into the courtyard, Levi has nothing to do with Shimon, and he wants to take a spatzir in this nice courtyard. Has no benefit whatsoever to Shimon, then the Rashba, as brought down by the Ran, says, usher. Because Reuven and Shimon can't stop each other from walking in the courtyard. However, they can't stop anybody that's needed to go in there for the other person's benefit. But they didn't make it hefka for the entire world to go into the courtyard. And if Levi's walking in there for no benefit whatsoever to Shimon, no purpose whatsoever for Shimon, so then he can't go in there. That's the Rashba's opinion. The Ra'ah disagrees. The Ran brings down Avol Ra'ah Zal Kosav, the Bechol Inyan Shari, that no, once Levi can say, I'm going in there, L'tosh Shel Chaverech Ani Nichlos, V'ini Nichlos L'tosh Shel Cha, so the Ra'ah says he's allowed to go in there even if there's no benefit to Shimon. However, the Ran concludes and says, V'no Niru Li Dvarav. I don't understand this Ra'ah. I disagree with it. We continue in the Mishnah. The next case in the Mishnah, Hamuda Hanom Mechaveiro, if somebody is also to get an offer from his friend, so Reuven is also to get an offer from Shimon, v'yeshlo merchatz u'beis habad muskarin b'yer, and Shimon owns a beis habad, a press, an olive press, or he has a merchatz, a bathhouse, and he rents them out. So Shimon rents them out to someone else. So Reuven can't get an offer from Shimon. He asked himself to get an offer from Shimon. But Shimon is renting these out to someone else. So Levi, he rented it to Levi. Levi is the one who you're paying the rent to. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says as follows. Im yesh lo bohen tfisas yad, if Shimon still has a stake in this press or in this merchatz, the Gemara will explain this. Either means he gets a certain percentage of the profits. So let's say he gets 25%, 33%, 50% of the profits. So then when Reuven is using this bathhouse or this press, so then Shimon is directly benefiting him because it's still Shimon's press, Shimon's bathhouse, and Reuven's also to get an off from Shimon. So even though he's paying for it, he's paying Shimon. He's getting benefit from Shimon because Shimon gets a percentage of it. We'll see another opinion. The Gemara says no, that if he has any share in it whatsoever, that's not allowed, even if it's less than a 25% stake. If he's getting 20%, 10%, 5% of the profits of the rental, so then if it's on a per-usage click type of a basis that Shimon is getting, so then Reuven can't go and use his bathhouse or his press. But if he totally sold it, he doesn't have tefisas yad at all, so then Reuven would be allowed to use this, as the Mishnah continues and tells us. So in this Nerchatz or Beis Abad, Im Yesh Lo Bohem Tvitzas Yad, if Shimon still has a share in it, which again we'll define in two different ways, as I just mentioned in the Gemara, so then also then Reuven is not allowed to go and use it because he's not allowed to get an aw from Shimon. And Shimon still has a significant ownership rights, even though he's renting it out, but he still retains a significant ownership rights in it. That's called Tvitzas Yad, so then it's also, Reuven can't use it. But Ein Lo Bohem Tvitzas Yad, if Shimon has totally rented it, that's the simplest way to understand this, he's totally rented it to Levi. So he got a flat sum, he gets $1,000, and whether it's used or it's not used, Shimon gets no benefit. He got $1,000, and if Levi rents it out to a lot of people, Levi will make all the profit. If Levi doesn't rent out to a lot of people, Levi will lose all the money. So in that situation, Reuven is allowed to get Hanor. If there's no Tvisa Sayyad, Ein Lo Bohem Tvisa Sayyad, so then Reuven is not getting any benefit from Shimon. Shimon doesn't really own that right now. He's rented it out. He still is the owner, but the fact that Reuven is using it doesn't benefit Shimon one iota, and therefore it would be mutter. Finally, we come to the end of this beautiful long Mishnah, and the Mishnah tells us, Ha'omel l'chaveiro, if Reuven says to Shimon, Koneim l'beis, we had this previously, Koneim l'beis choshani nichnos. Reuven says to Shimon, I ask myself, it should be a carbon to me, your house, I'm also to go into your house. Or, v'sadcha shani lokech, or that I will not purchase your field. Your field is also to me, and I can't go purchase your field. The critical factor over here is it's your house, your field. And then, when Reuven tells Shimon, I ask myself to go into your house, I ask myself to buy your field, and then, Nebuch, Shimon dies, Meis, oh, Shimon chor liacher, or Shimon sold it to Levi. Now Shimon's no longer involved in this. Either his Yerushim have it because he died, or he sold it to Levi, and it totally belongs to Levi. So then, Mutter, the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, say in this situation that it's perfectly permissible now for Reuven to go into that house because he only asked it when it was Shimon's house. Beis Ilcha, into your house. Sodecha, your field. It's no longer Shimon's field. He died or sold it. It's no longer Shimon's house. He died or he sold it. And therefore, Mutter, Reuven would be allowed to go into this house or he would be allowed to go and buy this field. However, if his original language was co-name Bayezet, not Beishor, but this house, I asked it to myself, Shani Nichlos, that I will ever go into it. Or, Sadezu Shani Lukech, I asked myself to ever buy this field. So then it has nothing to do with Shimon's ownership. Even when Shimon dies, Rechman al-Slan, and his inheritors take it over, or he sells it to somebody else. Nevertheless, Reuven asked this house, this field, in this situation, even Meis O Shimon Chor Liach, even if Shimon dies, Nebuch, or he sells it to someone else, it no longer has the shame of Shimon on it, Oster. Nevertheless, Reuven can't go in there because he said, this house, stop, not whether it's owned by Shimon or not, this field, stop, not whether it's owned by Shimon or not. Okay, now we start the Gemara. Gemara starts off and says, Ibarlu, they ask the following Shiloh. Our Mishnah was talking about Binodru, that Reuven had taken upon himself an Isser to get Hanor from Shimon. Shimon had taken upon himself an Isser to get Hanor from Reuven. So that's Binodru Plige. That's when they asked it themselves. They took it upon themselves. So in that situation, the Mishnah says, that's what a machlokus is between the Chachamim and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. But what about the following situation? Hidiru zeh. What happens if, not that Reuven said, I asked myself to get Hanor from Shimon. Reuven says, Shimon, you're asking to get Hanor from me. And Shimon says, Reuven, you're asking to get Hanor from me. Now, they were forced into this Isra Hanor, as opposed to they voluntarily took it upon themselves. That's what the Gemara is asking. What about Hidiru zeh? Do we say the same machlokas occurs between the Chachamim and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, even if they were forced into this Isra Hanor, or is it only when they took it upon themselves? What is exactly what we mean here? Do we say, Mi Amrina, what are the two sides of the coin? Do we say, Bin Nadru hu depligi? It's only in a situation where Reuven accepted upon himself an Isra Hanor from Shimon, and Shimon accepted upon himself an Isra Hanor from Reuven. So in that situation, we have this machlokas. The Chachamim, the Tanakhama say that you're not allowed to go in there because you're getting an offering which you asked yourself. And Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, each of them can still say, I'm going into my part of the chatzah because of the principle of Breira. But, Avol Behidiru, Zeh, when Reuven asked Shimon, and Shimon asked Reuven, in that situation, maybe you could argue, Modulei Rabbanan, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, in that situation, you could argue that the Chachamim Modulei was in Yaakov, that each of them said, listen, I had nothing to do with this. You can't stop me from getting Hanor from my Chatzar. I'm entitled to go in the Chatzar. We're partners. You can't ask me from going into the Chatzar. So maybe the Chachamim would be Modulei to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov in that situation. Because we say, Dechi Anusim Damu, because here, it is against their will. They're an onus. They're forced into this, and therefore, hey, you can't ask me for going into the field. And even the Chachamim would say, each of them is going into their own section of the field. Maybe in this situation, we do apply Breira. Or they would say, no, no, Dilma, no. Even Afilu Bidiru Zezeh, Pliya Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, there's no Brera, sorry. There's no Brera whatsoever. And therefore, each of them cannot go into the other person's field. Because part of that field is this. You can't say retroactively before they break it up that I'm going into my part of the field. And even in a situation where it was forced upon Reuven by Issa Hanor from Shimon upon him, and vice versa, that we would still say that there's a machlokes between the Chachamim and Reuven ben Yaakov. That's the Gemara's question. Toshma, bring an answer from the second part of our Mishnah, where it said, Hoya Echa Mehem Mudor Hanor Mechabero. If one of them was Mudor Hanor from his friend, if it's only one of them, so in that situation, it said, Upligi Rabbanan. The Chachamim still say you can't go in there, even though it's only one of them. Only Reuven was Asur in Hanor from Shimon, not the other way around. And nevertheless, Upligi Rabbanan. The Chachamim argue with Lezvan Yaakov. The Chachamim say you can't go in there in that situation, and Lezvan Yaakov says that you can. Now, notice the Lashon. Hoya Echad Mehen Mudor Hanor Mechavero. Now, the word Mudor means that the other person had forced it upon him. So, Reuven was Asered by Shimon, and yet it says that there's this machlokes. So you see, asked and answered. From the second section of our Mishnah, you can see that this din machlokes between the Chachamim and Reuven Yaakov applies even in the situation where it was anusin, even where he was forced into this. Where it says, no, just change the words around in the Mishnah. Tanei, nodur mechaveru hanor. Not hoya echom mehen mudor, but tanei, read the Mishnah as Nadur Mechaver Anor, that Reuven had accepted upon himself, and you can't bring me a raya to what would be the case where it was forced upon him. So, no raya from there, and I'll show you that this is right. Hokanami Mistabra makes good sense to learn the Mishnah this way, because look at that end of that section, the 20 Sefer. We said the whole Kiddush of that section was the Kofin is Hano there, Lim Koretz Chalko. In that situation, we would force Reuven to go and sell it because we're concerned, as the Ran had said, Yiskani, he's going to be jealous of the Anor that he sees Shimon getting, and he may intentionally or unintentionally, go use the field the same way, which he would not be allowed to do. Now, it says that we force him to go and sell, but Kofin is Hanoder, Limkor is Chalko. Now, that obviously must be talking about a case that he was voluntarily taking upon himself, because Iyam is Bishlomo Dinor Daru. If you're telling me that he himself, Reuven, took upon himself that he wouldn't get an offer from Shimon, so we understand, Hainu Diktani Kofin, therefore we would force him to sell the field, because he could be Miskani, and he could end up being Mechel is dead, and we don't want that to happen. But Eliyahu is the Adre. If you're telling me that Shimon forced Reuven not to get an offer, Reuven was doing nothing, and Shimon said to him, hey, you're also getting an offer for me. So then, if that was the case, am I Kofin or so? What did poor Reuven do? Huh? Mainness honest. He didn't do anything. Why were we forced him to sell the field? In fact, as the Rosh says in the last Rosh on the Daf, Ma Pasha Hamudor Shi Kofu Limkor Chalko. How can you force this poor Mudar, Reuven, who was answered by Shimon to get Hanor from Shimon, how can you force Reuven to go sell the field? Because if that were true, Shimon to overcame, if you would say, yeah, even though Shimon answered Reuven, we forced Reuven to sell the field. How could that be? This would be a great partnership strategy if you want to break up the partnership, ask the other guy to get Hanor, and you'd force him to sell the field to you. So obviously that can't be the case, and therefore this is the Gemara is telling us over here, Mistabra Diktani, that this makes good sense. Hochanami Mistabra, because Diktani Sefer, because this Sefer is clearly only talking about a case where Reuven asked himself upon Shimon. That's the way the Ran understands this. That's the way the Rosh understands this. The Ran says, I'm tamua. I'm shocked at the way the Rambam, if you look about eight lines up in the Ran, he says, Yesh l'smoa al harad, Rabbeinu Moshe bar Maimon, the Rambam zal, shekosov dilamadehu shekofir, that we, in fact, was the Madir in this situation that Shimon would be forced to go and sell the field. Sha'afa bi shezehu derech ha-Yerushalmi. He says, this is actually, the Rambam was going based upon the Yerushalmi in this way. Ein ze derech ha-Gemara shelanu. That's not the way the Bavli understands this. And he says, the Ravid already asked on this, kvar hisigal over Ravid zal, and that's a separate machlokas. But you see that the Rambam learns it differently than the Ran just did, but the Ran says that we're dealing over here, our Gemara understands this, that we're dealing over here with a case where Reuven accepted upon himself the Isser Hanor from Shimon, and that's why we forced Reuven to go and sell the field. But in a situation where Shimon asked Reuven, we have no raya from our Mishnah. Gemara continues and says, Amar Rabba, Amar Ziri. Rabba says, name of Ziri. Return to him. Vavu Mebeis, Machlokes, Sheesh Bo, Kidei Chalukah. As we already pointed out earlier, here's where we're going to begin to discuss this. Rabbah says in the name of Ziri that we're only talking here about a field. This machlok between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is only if the field is yesh bo kedei chalukah. A field has to be a certain size. Gemara elsewhere discusses exactly what these sizes are. Each person has to have a section. The Gemara in Bava Basra tells us each person has to have what's called a significant section, which is at least an area that's dalet by dalet amos. So if this field allows a chalukah that each of them will get a section at least that's considered significant of dalet amos by dalet amos, somewhere between 6 to 8 feet by 6 to 8 feet. So then, that's considered significant, and Reuven can force the partnership to break up. Shimon can force the partnership to break up because each of them is entitled to get a certain chalukah of significance. So this machlokas in our Mishnah, Rabbah says the name of Ziri, is only talking about where there was kidei chalukah, that each of them would have been able to get a significant piece of the divided up. That's where the Chum say that you can't go in there because you don't have the rights of Jesus or Ego. And Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, Breira, I'm walking in my area and not in your area. Avol, the Gemara continues, ain bo kedei chalukah, if this parcel of chotzer, this parcel of land, is small, that each can't get, when they break it up, a significant portion, each of them would get less than dalet amos by dalet amos, so then, even the chachamim, we know that each of them can say, I'm going into my area, because I have the entire area. You can't force me to sell. There's a perfectly legitimate right for me to go throughout this entire chutz, because it's too small to break up, and therefore, even the chachamim would say that he can say, I'm going into my area and not into your area. That's the way Rabbah learned this in the name of Ziri. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said to Rabbah, however, I disagree. I'll show you. Hare beis knesses, a shul, which is considered something that belongs to everybody in the neighborhood. The chamish ein bo kidei chalukah dami, and you can't divide it up. Each person can't say, well, I have this section of the shul, you have that section of the shul, you have that section of the shul, and we break up the shul. So everybody has a section or an entitlement to the entire shul, as opposed to each of them say, no, I'm forcing everybody else to sell me this little piece over here. So the chamish ein bo kidei chalukah dami. So we view a shul as if it's something that doesn't have a chalukah. You can't divide up the shul. And then Mishnah, we're going to learn it tomorrow. Shia tells us, utanan, shnehen, Asurim bedover shall also ear. All of the people would be asur in that situation to get benefit if Reuven asked anor from Shimon, and Shimon asked anor from Reuven. So then neither of them could get benefit from things that belong to the city, such as the shul. So therefore, you see, even though is no chalukah she'ein bo kidei chalukah, nevertheless, if Reuven is also getting off from Shimon, or Shimon is also getting off from Reuven, then they can't use the shul. They can't use the things that belong to the city, because each is a part owner. And this is a case of Ein bo kedei chalukah. So how can you tell me the machlokas is not in the case of Ein bo kedei chalukah divrei kol mutter? That's what Rabbi Yosef asked on Rabbi Amar Ziri. So therefore, El Amar Yosef Amar Ziri. So Rabbi Yosef said in the name of Ziri, this is, Rabbi, you're incorrect. This is what Ziri really said. That the machlokas between the Chacham and the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is only machlokas Ein bo kedei chalukah. It's only in a situation where there isn't enough to each get a chalukah. But if there's enough to get a chalukah, but yesh bo kedei chalukah, divrei kol, even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is more than that situation, that it's also that you're not allowed to go into that field because each one is really going into the other one's area because it's big enough to divide it up. We say breira, and even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in that situation would say that it's also. So that's the way Rabbi Yosef understands the machlokas in the name of Ziri. How do we paskin? Omer Rav Huna says, Halacha k'relez ben Yaakov. We always paskin like k'relez ben Yaakov, and we have to specifically say it over here. The Ran says, because you might have thought in this situation that this is such a unique chiddush over here that maybe the halacha doesn't apply to Elazar ben Yaakov. So here too, Rav Huna tells us the halacha is like Elazar ben Yaakov. We say Elazar ben Yaakov was mishnas of Elazar ben Yaakov kav v'noki. We don't find his name mentioned many, many times. Only a kav. It's only a small measure. However, v'noki, but he's very pure. It's very clean, very finely sifted. In other words, Elazar ben Yaakov does come to a conclusion. We invariably paskin like him because he was so careful in his psak halacha. And this only wasn't only said by Rav Huna. The Amora Rav Elazar also said halacha k'Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, like the Tana Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said Amuda Anor Mechavero Yeshul Shom Merchel Zuchule. And if Reuven asked himself to get an oar from Shimon, and Shimon owned a bathhouse, or he owns an olive press, and we said he had rented it out to Levi, so it depended. Did he or did he not have Tvisa Sayad? If Shimon still owned a stake in it, we'll define that now. I told you the two ways. Here's where we'll define that. If Shimon still owns a stake in it, so then Reuven isn't allowed to get an oar, even though Levi is the one that's renting it, because Shimon still is getting a profit from it, and therefore, by its being owned still by Shimon, Reuven is benefiting from Shimon, which he's not allowed to do. So how do we define this Tvisa Sayyad? We said if there's Tvisa Sayyad by Shimon, then Reuven can't use it. If there's no Tvisa Sayyad, then Reuven can use it. So V'kama Tvisa Sayyad. What exactly is this definition of Tvisa Sayyad? So we have two opinions. The first one is Rav Nachman. Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that if Shimon still owns a 50%, a 33%, or a 25% share, L'matzo, L'shlish, L'viyah, so then that is considered a significant share. But Avo Batsir Lo. But if it's less than that, if he owns less than a 25% share, so then he is not considered significantly benefiting Reuven, and Reuven would be allowed to get Hanoi, even though he's getting a 10% of the profit. So that was the deal that Shimon had sold his Levi. He still gets 10% of the profit, plus whatever principal he got paid for the rental. So in that situation, it's not considered significant going to Rav Nachman. That's the gear so that we have the bots here, that this is talking about where it's less than a 25% share. The Ran, and you see this in other of the Rishonim as well, has a different girsa over here. He says that the girsa should be avo bebeitzim mutter, that if you share, and you see this in Dibur Maskil, avo bebeitzim mutter, darkonoyah shabal hamerchotz mishtaker bebeitzim, he would have the selling rights of, right now we'll say that beitzim means eggs, so he had the concession of selling eggs in this merchotz. She haboyim lurachetz shom, anybody using this would also buy beitzim from him. Umishum hachi, comma, and therefore, shim ein bal hamerchatz mishtaker bereva hamerchatz klal, that if he doesn't even share such a small amount as the beitzim, so then it's not considered that Shimon is giving him anor. El shir liatzma also revach shal beitzim mutter. But if this is the only thing that Shimon has still rights to, the Beitzim rights, that's considered insignificant. And that's what it means. Not Avol Bebotzer with less than 25%, but it means if all that Shimon retained was the rights to go and sell the Beitzim, so that's not considered a significant benefit, and Reuven would be allowed to use his Smerchot because he doesn't have Tvisa Sayyad. Now, we understood this Beitzim over here to be eggs. However, in the Rosh, he writes down, in Dibra Maschel, Avo Bebotzulo, he says, the Yesh Sovrim Gorsim, there are those that have the following gear, so Avo Bebeitzim Lo. So what does it mean, Beitzim? Vachi Birusho. Im Shir Hamaskir Liatzul, if Shimon left for himself the concession, Sheish Lokoch Liyadesh Bebeis Amerchatz Beitzim Shoyotze, he allows himself to have these Beitzim, these balls, or these pieces of clay that he can dry off over there. Can I read him basically? Actually, because more above the Metzia tells us, Ahabeitzim Shoyotzer Mishi Yishkayim BeKivshon, that certain din applies when they're put into the Kivshon to harden them. Ukinegitzem Lochikitana, the Beis Abad Lo Mikre, that's not the purpose of this Beis Abad, to go and have these baits and these pieces of clay over there forged in the fire. Yeshbam Tvisa Sayyad. That is not considered, low mikrate, the Yeshbam Tvisa Sayyad. That's not considered a significant. So these Beitzim or Batsir, those are the two ways to understand Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman does allow Shimon to still retain some sort of a presence or rights in this field, and nevertheless, Reuven is allowed to get Hanoah from this Merchatz or Beis Abad because it's considered an insignificant amount, either less than 25%, one understanding of Nachman, or they're eggs over here, and they're literally eggs, and Shimon retained the concession right to sell the eggs, or the concession right to still use this area for solidifying his pieces of clay. So in this situation, that's not called Tvisa Sayyad. That's Rav Nachman's understanding. Abaye disagrees. Abaye says, Abaye Amar, Afilu Batsir also. He says, what are you talking about? If Shimon has any rights still there, even if they're less than 25%, even if they're just the rights to sell the eggs, or to maintain his clay Beitzim over there, so then that would be forbidden for Reuven to get benefit from this Beis Habad or this Merchatz, because he is in fact benefiting from Shimon's ownership, because Shimon still has somewhat of an ownership in it. So then, so what situation do we call it not having Tvisa Sayyad? He says, the Mekabel Bitaska. We're dealing over here where it's an absolute rental. So Levi rents it from Shimon. If Levi makes zero profit or makes $1 million profit, it's irrelevant to Shimon. Shimon's getting a flat fee. Taska means over here, as you see in the Mefarish, Shekiblu Hasocher Loses Yemenu Mas B'chol Shana V'Shana. There's a rental fee, a tax, so to say, each year. He gets $1,000 for renting out this Beis Habad or this Merchatz. And therefore, if Levi makes $1 million, Shimon still got his $1,000. If Levi makes $0, a bad year, Shimon still gets his $1,000. The high low heavy tweets is got cloud. That is the definition that we say that Shimon doesn't get any benefit Reuven using this Beis Habad or Merchatz because he isn't getting any benefit from Shimon. Shimon rented this to Levi. It's Levi's Beis Habad Merchatz for practical purposes from Reuven's point of view, and he's not benefiting from Shimon at all, and therefore he would be allowed to, according to Abaye, only when he gets zero benefit, when Shimon has no retention, no concession, no percentage at all of this Beis Habad Merchatz, then Reuven is allowed to use it. Baruch Hashem, this finishes off the daf and concludes today's shir.